Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying King Solomon, Wisdom, Wealth, and Weakness. This is the preface. Let's pray. Father, as we get into the study of King Solomon, we pray that your Spirit would teach us and guide us. Lord, there are things for us to learn. Help us. Open up our hearts. Take away our prejudices, O God, and the blocks that we put in your way, so we might hear from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Solomon is a well-known Old Testament king, but difficult to figure out. He loves the Lord and is loved by God, yet commits to apostasy. How can such a wise man be so stupid? Solomon is the wisest of all men before or since, and fabulously wealthy. A man of peace, yet he dominates the nations around him by military strength and trade supremacy. Solomon mobilizes an army of workers to construct the temple for Yahweh, as well as palaces, cities, fortifications, and storehouses. He is a singer of songs and an author of books, an observant botanist and zoologist. If he lived today, we'd call him a genius and wonder at his intellect. Yet for all his devotion and accomplishments, a weakness for foreign women leads him to follow their false gods. How does this happen? Our primary text to study Solomon's life is 1 Kings 1 to 11, with additions here and there from 2 Chronicles. Along the way, we examine the Davidic covenant that points to Jesus, apply understandings of the temple to our worship today, explore Solomon's insightful prayer at the dedication of the temple, probe the great revival promises of 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people will humble themselves and pray, find a discipleship balance of talents and gifts, wealth and care for the poor, honor and humility, and study Solomon's undoing to sharpen awareness of our own vulnerabilities. We study Solomon's life over 6 lessons, thought-provoking questions encourage insights by individual students and stimulate powerful discussions in classes and small groups. Preachers and teachers will find a great deal of their research done for them. May God use this study to prepare and mature disciples for Christ's kingdom. Yours in Christ's service, Dr. Ralph F. Wilson. God bless you as you study this word with me. Amen.